Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, and there's Courtney.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonsigli, and today is November the 5th, one day before the election, so everybody go out and vote tomorrow if you haven't done so already. Tonight we're going to be recapping the events at Texas, and guests tonight will include Courtney Force and Tracy Lowe from Make Motorsports, and I guess right now it's bring back to the show a very special guest, somebody I guess I can call a friend of the show, Miss Courtney Force. Courtney, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, you've been pretty regular this year coming on, and right now you're out promoting the Hard Working Crew Award. What's that all about? I guess everybody has to go out and vote for your crew as the hardest working crew in the NHRA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, my Traxxas team, my guys got nominated for the Full Throttle Hardworking Crew Award, and, you know, they've done a great job this season coming on board as a new team and working with me as a rookie driver, but they've just done an amazing job. They're up for it for getting our first national event win in Funny Car. This is back in Seattle, and we came from the number 14th qualifying spot and went on to win the race, took out a couple championship drivers along the way, and really had a great day.
Well, that is pretty good considering having it be your rookie year. You had that your learning curve seemed to pay off pretty well. You got one more race to go in this coming weekend. You've made it to the countdown, which is exceptional, being it was your rookie year. Do you feel you've accomplished everything you've set out to this year, or
yeah,
some goals you needed to meet?
No, I think we definitely have. I mean, I really think our team surpassed what we expected to do this season. You know, coming in, going to three final rounds, picking up a win in Seattle and making the top 10 for the countdown to the championship. I mean, I really couldn't ask for a better season. I'm happy with how it's been going. I love working with my team. They've been very supportive. Whether I make a mistake or not, you know, those guys are there for me, you know, keeping me motivated throughout the race. And I think that's the most important thing to have. And, you know, these guys, they deserve getting this Full Throttle Hardworking Crew Award. You know, they've worked so hard all year long, giving me a great race car and a consistent one all year long. And I really think as a driver, that's the one most important thing you could ask for from a team. So I just hope everyone will go vote for them at that nhra.com/hardworkingcrew for my Traxxas team.
And that's one thing we're going to urge everybody that's a fan of yours, a fan of ours, to go out and do that. And, you know, looks like next year they're adding another race to your schedule in New Hampshire. So you'll have another event, or is it going to be the same amount of events, or are they going to actually drop one and pick up New Hampshire?
I believe they are just adding another one. We're excited, though. I mean, I'm very excited to go there.
I know. This way you get up there, and that's lobster country. So, and I don't know what lobster, how expensive they are in California. I know they're pretty expensive anywhere outside of the New England area, so you can actually scarf on them pretty good for a lot less money than you can anywhere else in the country. So it's a new, I guess it's a new facility. Everybody will have to learn the track. So everybody should be on even footing. And who knows, it might be a place where you can tack on your victory list.
I hope so. Yeah. We're going to go out there and do the best we can. I mean, there were a few races where, you know, we're starting from scratch as a team. So, I mean, we'll at least have experience at, you know, each of the events, but yeah, everyone's going to be going to that New Hampshire race, starting fresh, you know, trying to learn the racetrack, trying to learn, you know, the groove as a driver and do the best we can, but we're all excited to get out there.
Now going into the final event of the year, of course, it's the second time around for you at the track, just because to wrap it up for the season. What are you looking forward to this weekend? Anything on notes from the past, or is the weather change from earlier in the year to later in the year make a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think the conditions have changed, but being that I've raced on this track before definitely helps. I think it definitely, you know, build my confidence a little bit as a driver. But especially being a home track for me, I'm excited to be back here in California and finish off the season on a high note. Because I remember coming out here in February, you know, first race of the season, and how nervous I was. And I think our team's come a long way. So, you know, we're just going to do best we can. And we're fighting to move up in the points. And that's definitely what we're going to be going after this weekend. So it's the finals. You know, everyone's out there to win. And we're hoping to pick up a second win of the season in our Traxxas Ford Mustang.
Well, you're right now, you're sixth in the points going in. So hopefully you'll be able to pick up at least one spot, if not two. Looks like the rest of the team has pretty much had the same bit of luck in the chase, with Mike having a shot to close the gap and try for the title, but a couple of bad races last time out, it didn't really help the cause too much.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely still in the hunt for that championship. You know, we're definitely not giving up yet. There's always a chance that he could win it. He's pretty much in the same points position as my dad was when he picked up his championship a few years back, and everyone said it'd be impossible to do, but he managed it. So, you know, we're all staying positive. I mean, everything kind of has to fall into place for us to get that championship this year, but, you know, all of our Ford Mustangs have been running good. Neff's got a great race car, and we're just going to be pulling for him all weekend, but you know what, we've had a great season, all four of our teams, and we're just going to try to finish it off on a high note.
Well, that's about all you can do, and hopefully Mike can pull it off. This way it would give John Force Racing three championships in the last four seasons. And what's this? Ashley's pregnant again, huh?
She is, yes. Very excited. She just told our family a few nights ago, so it's official. Yep, she's having baby number two in May.
That leaves you as the lone standard bearer for female driving the team funny car, because that'll put her out of commission for a while if she keeps having kids. I don't think she wants to get back in the car. She wants to let you have some fun for a few seasons, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think she's keeping busy as a mom right now, but I think, you know, the quicker she's doing this, then the faster she'll be out there on the racetrack and competing against me. But my sister Brittany, my older sister Brittany, she's testing in a top field dragster right now, and hoping to go pro at the start of next season. So fingers crossed for that if everything falls into place and the sponsors as well. So hopefully Brittany will be out there racing with me in the pro category.
That would be awesome because that would leave her as the last sister to go racing. Of course, your older sister, who's married to Rob Height, decided not to follow the family footsteps, but she's kind of involved in a roundabout way because her husband drives for the team. So, you know, all the Force girls, but getting all three of you racing out on the track, at least this way now, you know what it takes to be in contention to win a championship. So it's something, I guess, will be one of your goals to get back to the countdown again and have a better shot at the title. And then with Brittany coming up running in the top fuel ranks, it could bring a different Wally to the family.
Yeah, we definitely hope so. It's going to be different and very unique having a top fuel car, top fuel dragster, you know, within the Force camp. But we're excited. She's been doing a great job testing all season, and she's really gotten a lot of seat time, a lot of laps in that car. So we're definitely looking forward to next year.
When you both drove in the top alcohol dragsters, what's the difference in driving something in a full-bodied vehicle as opposed to, you know, a dragster that is, you know, long and skinny like that?
I drove a Super Comp dragster for 3 years before moving into the top alcohol dragster rank for an additional 3 years. But, I mean, it was a big difference moving into, you know, a funny car where, you know, there's a body that's over you. I mean, it took a little bit of getting used to, but, I mean, I love it now. I mean, I absolutely love the funny car. You just got to get enough seat time to really learn the ins and outs of the car and learn how to drive it, because it's a whole different animal compared to that dragster, but it's a lot of fun.
The thing about it, too, what I've noticed is you're getting better on the pedaling from when you spin the wheels now. It's not as it's easier for you to get down the track, maintaining control a little bit now from the time you started this year till now. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've come a long way. I think I've come a long way as a driver, just learning. But seat time is really the most important thing, and hoping that I'm starting to pick up on things a little bit easier now. It's definitely having fun with it, though.
Well, the main thing is to go around. So is the second time around will be next year, your sophomore season, and hopefully when you go back out to Pomona in February for the beginning of the year, you won't have those butterflies in your stomach like you did this year.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to have butterflies in my stomach no matter what, but I think it's definitely going to make me sleep a little easier knowing that I've had, you know, one season under my belt. It definitely feels great to know that I've, you know, gone through the first season and I'm happy with it. I mean, I really am. I'm focused now on next year and what we're going to do to, you know, get back into that top 10 and really going after the championship. I mean, why not?
Hey, if you got the taste of it this year, getting your first event win, three trips to the finals in pretty close succession. So, I mean, you know, you got the bug now. The rest was just
getting
used to things. Now you got the bug. So you got the one Wally. So I guess next year the goal is at least to get better than three, right? So you have a...
Yep, definitely.
Any tracks looking back this year that you thought, well, if I did this year, I might have had a better result, or is it just put all behind you now?
I mean, you learn from experience. You know, if you mess up, you learn from it. I mean, that's just how it goes in racing. You know, you make mistakes, and that's what you need to figure out the next weekend and just not make that mistake again. But, I mean, every driver goes through it, and that's what a rookie season's for. And now you just, you just got to move on and take everything that you've learned and just try to do better.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about is when you were trying to get into the Traxxas shootout, everybody voted you in, and here your dad comes along and steals the prize.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm happy for him. I was just excited to get voted in by the fan vote for the Traxxas shootout. It was such an amazing accomplishment for our team to get in there. But my dad taking home that win, I mean, we were very happy for him. It was an exciting time for us. I mean, if anyone was going to win it, we were glad that it was one of our teams.
Oh, that's for sure. It just seems he tends to pull out all these big money prize events. So that's one of the little secrets you're going to have to learn.
Yeah, he seems to do good at, you know, the new events or the big money ones. So I think he does very well under pressure. So we're excited for him.
So I guess we could look forward to you extending and next year and having a better run. Your dad back in full swing of things, and Rob Hike. That's going to be tough before the four of you compete for that championship of next year, of getting everything all situated and all. I know this year was a little bit different. Your dad came off a couple of years ago. He had Mike Neftune in the car for him, and now Mike's driving Tune in his own car. So last year your dad had to get reused to another crew chief. And this year the team started off winning pretty much, what, the first four events. And then things settled in, and so we'll have to look for a good wrap-up this year. And can't wait for next year for you and the rest of the team to get going.
Yeah, thank you. We're very excited. Everyone's I think we've got four great teams, and, you know, we're just going to go out there, do the best we can, and see what these race cars will do next year.
So what do you feel was the biggest key to your success this year?
The biggest key to my success this year is probably just trying to be as consistent as I can as a driver, learning everything I can, taking in advice from my dad and my sister, as well as my team and my other teammates. I mean, really just trying to learn from them and getting as much seat time and just learning from experience in the car.
And another thing that's been helping you in the get to the countdown, too, is becoming that number one qualifier a few times out this year. So that's pretty good, having that fast funny car going down the track and getting those low ETs to get you those bonus points.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that gave my guys a boost of confidence and a motivation to know that, you know, we've got a good race car. We can compete with these other guys, you know, with getting the number one spot, picking up a win. Definitely gets us excited for next year.
Well, that's going to be pretty interesting. So right now we want everybody to concentrate going to NHRA.com and voting for Courtney's team for the Hard Working Crew Award. They well deserve it. Keeping the cars in tune and ready to go so you can run them down the track for the low ETs. Courtney, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Hope next year to have you back on again. And maybe we can follow your path into that championship.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All righty, so you take care. Have a good weekend out there. We'll be watching, and hopefully you can pull on that last Wally of the year.
Thank you so much. Our Traxxas team is going to go out there. We're going to do the best we can, and hope that everyone can go to NHRA.com/hardworkingcrew and vote for my Traxxas team. Those guys really deserve it.
Well, I'm going to do it as soon as I get done with the show today, so tonight. So you know you got one of my
votes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care, Courtney, and we'll have you back on. Get ready, I guess, next year sometime. We'll try to get the whole family on in one show.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. You take care, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. Courtney Force joining us on the air. Go to NHRA.com/hardworkingcrew. Vote for the Traxxas Funny Car Team. Hey, Tam, are you there?
I'm here, Vince.
Yeah. So, I mean, I tell you, it's great having Courtney on. Just pretty much a regular on here now.
It is. You know, I'm just so super excited. She had such a great year this year, and you know, and she's going to get to do it again next year, and that they're going to be expanding the family too, which is really cool. And I think a lot of things going on for that team, and nothing but success is coming for them next year.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine the, I guess, you know, John Force Racing, since they've been coming on, what, a few years back at the old AM radio station show, you know, with Rob and winning his championship, and then John winning his championship. Maybe if Mike came on, he might have won it. He's been tough to get.
Oh.
He's the shy guy of the bunch, you know.
You got to remember, too, I'm really partial to them because I race Traxxas, too. So, you know, that makes me partial to them.
Well, doesn't everybody race them little things that race the anybody
no.
Or racing RC controls, don't they all use Traxxas?
No, there's different brands and stuff like that you can have. I have a Traxxas, and now I have a 10th scale modified that I'm running too. So I have two cars, but that one's not a Traxxas.
No, it's not?
That was a combination of a couple different cars to make one.
So do you catch any of the events this weekend, being you didn't get to go racing? Had the truck race for Nationwide or the Cup race, which turned out to be pretty exciting later on, maybe not so much early because, you know, with Jimmy Johnson winning the pole and then running away with the first 100 or so laps with his lead, 168 total. I was hoping that Brad Keselowski would have had a chance to win it. He pulled a slick move with a two-tire stop.
I am so proud of Brad. Everybody kept saying from the start, he's not going to do anything in this chase. He's not going to go anywhere. He shouldn't be in it. Well, guess what? He's in it, and he's up there fighting for this championship.
I'd like to see him pull it off. I was hoping he'd finish ahead of Johnson. I think if they didn't have that last wreck with the to go to a green white checker, he might have gotten that one on. And at the way they were running, I'm pretty sure that he would have been a couple spots ahead of Jimmy and either wound up being tied for points or ahead by one, which, you know, with two races to go, now he's back by seven. He's not out of it. He could have a good run at Phoenix this week and bring it back even or pull ahead of it. wind up taking in the homestead. And
It's not over. It's definitely far from over at this point. And I, like I said, I'm just so proud of him. Everybody who said he wasn't going to do it, he couldn't do it, he couldn't hang on. Well, guess what? He is, you know. And maybe because I got to see a different side of him when I was in the media center at Pocono and we had those storms and everything going on. You got to see the true side of him, and he's very laid back, very relaxed, and he's very realistic. And I think that's what's keeping his head in this game for this chase. He's realistic. He's not, you know, letting anything get above him for his thoughts or anything like that. He's down to earth.
And the thing about it that I like, too, is the past two races, Paul Wolf was allowing Brad to make the call. So he made the call this time for two tires, and it looked like it was going to pay off. And with that last caution that came out with it was Mark Martin and Carl Edwards, I guess, bringing out the last yellow. That's kind of where set the stage for the green white checker upset. And I think once Brad, Keselowski couldn't get ahead of Johnson on that restart, he knew he was up for a second place finish because Johnson had a max points day, which he needed to do. But the main thing is it's still close. It's anybody's ball game. And when you look at the chase itself, when it started, everybody was thinking Denny Hamlin or,
And everybody kept counting Brad out, and I'm just glad he's hanging in there. I really am.
He's had a good year. I mean, he's won some races before the chase. He's got, two wins in the first race of the chase he won in Chicagoland. He won Dover. That's not a...
He's going down with a fight. If he doesn't win this, it isn't because he didn't try and he didn't fight for it. He's going down with a fight.
He finished sixth last week on a track that he thought wasn't going to... He wasn't having a decent finish at. It's not known for being one of his better tracks. Let's put it this way. At Martinsville, he wound up with a sixth-place finish. Well, on a gamble. Of course, he gambled for track position, and if he didn't do that, he would have restarted in sixth anyway. So finishing where he would have wound up was kind of a win for him, according to what he was saying. And he kept it close enough to where... This week, it was either, he was able to gain on that. And he had some problems in the pits before that, though, because he was doing real good, where he slid into his pit up too far into the stall, and he had to back out to go around Danica, who was pitting right in front of him, and that cost him some time. And he restarted in eighth or ninth spot and managed to fight his way back. And on that next... going into the final pit stop, he was able to take two tires. Everybody was wondering if it was going to work because he used a two-tire stop early to take the lead from after Jimmy had it. And Kyle Busch having another good run. I'm surprised that, there's a guy everybody was looking at having a win this week as well. And he fell just a little short. Third place, good run for him. But... not quite what I guess he was hoping for, but towards the end of the race yesterday, in my second to the last restart, Johnson and Keselowski were trading paint, fighting for the lead coming off of that. Brad wound up getting it until that final caution. But it's just funny the way things play out.
It is, but you know what? I think that's what's keeping this chase interesting, though, too. I mean, and people have said before about, the chase format isn't great. Well, I think this year it's just really, really great. Honestly, when you're looking at it the past years where it's been a runaway, it's not a runaway at this point. It's the same thing. It's going to come down to the wire just like last year, and we're not going to know until that last race who's going to be our champion this year.
Yeah, I think the last two seasons with the chase have been a couple of the better ones. It's keeping it interesting, and I would just like to hope that Jimmy don't win another one, though.
I'm with you on that one. I think diversity is great, and I really think if Brad can pull off this championship, I think it will be really good for the sport as a whole. He's a young gun. He's got the attention of the younger generations, which is what you need to keep the sport growing. So I think that's exactly what we need.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it from the standpoint of how it's been going, he's one of the young, like I said, he's a young gun, and you have some guys swapping teams next year, and Joey Logano's going to be his teammate in the 22 car. Then you have Ricky Stenhouse Jr. coming up from the Nationwide Series to run full-time and take that spot that Kenseth was vacating, going over to Gibbs. And Kyle Busch isn't that old either. So, I mean, you know, Hamlin's not that old. So there's some longevity in some of these guys in the sport right now that if they don't find their time to shine, they could wind up being like Mark Martin, a lot of wins and no championships.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Mark, I think, has given everything he had, and I hate to see other people get into those categories like that, but sometimes it's just not meant to be, and maybe they're not getting their championships now, but it doesn't mean they haven't mentored people to get to that point.
Well, that's true, but the way I look at it is, with all the years that Mark Martin drove for Roush Racing, he came in second a couple of times, and then when he switched over, I think he drove the Army car, the 01 Chevy, the year after he left Roush with he had the Salute to You tour for his final, his farewell tour, and then he come back the next year, and everybody was wondering, is he going to stay the whole season, or is he going to just take some seasons off? And then when he came back and drove for Hendrick, he thought he was hoping for another shot at a title and didn't. He took over Kyle Busch's old ride. And he had a shot then, and they just fell a little short there. So, but that was the era of Jimmy, and I think Mark finished second to Jimmy one of those years, and that's just the way it turned out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out a way to make sure Jimmy doesn't get it this year, but, that's not possible. I have to give credit where credit is due.
Blow up early this weekend, wreck early this weekend, to where he has a low finish. Keselowski has to have a banner day.
Pretty finish up near the front. The only reason why Jimmy has done so well is because of everybody on his team working and, giving everything they have for him to do so well. It's a total team effort. So we do have to give credit where credit's due. He is five-time champion because of how well he works together with everybody on his team.
Yeah, and it's that time of year where he's going to be putting forth the effort. And, last year was an off year for his team, even though they had a good year. They didn't get six in a row, which really would have been pretty remarkable, but... But it was the Stewart Edwards battle. Of course, Tony Stewart getting it on a tiebreaker by winning the race at Homestead. If that finishing order would have been the other way around, it would have been the Cousin Carl Championship.
That's true, and Tony hasn't really been that spectacular this year. I hate to say it. I'm a diehard Tony fan, but I just don't see. I don't know what the team's missing. I have my opinions on that, but...
What's your opinion?
Too much focus on the one that they're hoping will do better than what they're doing now, but I feel bad for Ryan Newman having to go into the shadow.
Well, I don't know if he's going to go to the shadow or if he comes out swinging and has a surprisingly good year, which would that put him in the shadow.
True, but no matter what, it always seems like that's the center of media attention. And, I mean, she has her good weeks, she has her bad weeks. I'm just not sold on her yet. I'm really not.
I think she needs another year in Nationwide, if you really ask me, because
at least
she's done a lot better this year. And she was running good again Saturday night. Got into a little bit of a... She was running second, had a little problem, lost the lap, got the lap back, wound up, you know, finishing 14th. But she was as high as, you know, she's been in the top 10 for a while throughout the night. And at a mile and a half cookie cutter track, it seems that she's done fairly decent at those kind of tracks. And, you know, I think one more full year Nationwide, because Faith, this is what, her first full year or second full year? I think she ran partial last year, and this was her first full year.
Yep.
So that's a pretty good jump in a learning curve. When you look at it to the point where, no, she hasn't won yet, but as far as points go, she's 10th in points, and you figure a lot of those points were taken by cup drivers, you know.
True. Well, are you ready for your next guest?
Sure.
Here you go. Here comes Tracy.
Like to welcome back to the show, longtime friend of ours at Garage Talk Live, co-owner of Make Motorsports, Tracy Lowe. Tracy, long time no talk.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good. Haven't talked to you in a bit. I was watching the team a bit. You know, finally, I'm all settled in my mountain home down here and got all that New Jersey stuff out of the way and... How do you feel, what's all what are the plans for the last two races of the year? A lot of hustle and bustle in the off season. I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, we do. First off, let me say I hope all your friends and family up in the New Jersey area are okay after Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah, for pretty much everybody's a little bit inland, and they kind of only got a little bit of a lot of wind and some rain. And I think they lost power for a little bit, not too bad, depending on what part of the neighborhood they were. Like where the area where my house was at lost it for a bit, but I think my folks, they had some flickering power there, but none of us lived near the shore, so we kind of got lucky. Down here we got 4 inches of snow on the mountain. And a lot of wind, and didn't lose power, so I guess it's been pretty good all around up in this neck of the woods.
Well, good. We sure are thinking about the people up there who have had issues, and I know I've got some family up there, and they fared well, so we got to thank God for that and move on. But our season this year and what we have coming up next year, you know, we've got some high hopes for next year. This weekend we were at Texas Motor Speedway, and we had a rough week, but one thing I can say about our team is we pulled together as a team and we worked together, and you know, we didn't have quite the outcome we had hoped for, but our team worked hard and we got in the race, and TJ Bell had a lot to do with that, and so we're real proud of our team. I know a lot of people would look at it and see that we finished 43rd. We had a lot of struggles this weekend. We blew two motors, and you know, but we're real proud of our team coming together and getting things accomplished.
That's pretty good. It was, you know, good to see TJ back in the car. Of course, we've had David Starr on when he took over the chore for a little bit, and seems like you're trying to stay focused, and is TJ going to be in the car for the rest of the year, or do you have somebody else fill in?
No, TJ will be in the car for the rest of this year. TJ and his family are like family to us, and TJ will be in the car. We won't be going on to Phoenix, and we're going to try to regroup and get things together to go to Homestead for the last race of the season. and then start building, you know, for next year, for 2013.
And I know going into the off season, you have a lot of, I guess, a lot of work to do as far as prepping the cars and all for Daytona. Of course, that's the target for everything. And what's all the plans as far as getting ready for Daytona? Going to have a new car or new motors? And
well, we'll all have some sort of newness to the cars. With NASCAR rule changes being what they are for next year, we have to run the Camaro at the super speedways. So we definitely will have to change our speedway car to some degree if we stay with Chevrolet. So the speedway car will definitely have to have the new front Camaro nose and the window inserts and the back end. So definitely a lot of work that'll go on in the off season. We can still run the Impalas at the rest of the races that aren't super speedways. So, you know, we'll weigh our options and see if it's best to go ahead and change all the cars over or, you know, do it in a staggered pattern. You know, hopefully we can work with some of the bigger teams and find out, you know, what the Camaros are like in the wind tunnels and, you know, the pros and cons of the Camaros versus the Impalas. Make Motorsports, you know, we try to spend our money wisely and do what we need to do. And, you know, maybe it's going to be, you know, better to hold off a little bit. So we're just going to have to weigh those options and go from there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about bringing the Camaro in next year. Thanks for that reminder. I heard of a couple other rule changes, too, where they were going to limit the field instead of having 43 cars. They were going to cut it back some. I don't know if that came through or not.
Yeah, it did. They're going to change it to a starting field of 40. And what they're going to do is do that also where the point system, the points from this year, you know, you were guaranteed in if you were in 30th place or higher in your owner's points, you're guaranteed in. That still is going to be in effect, but the way they're changing that is usually at the beginning of each year, those points from 2012 would lock you into the first five races of 2013.
Right.
Next year, that's only going to lock you into the first three.
Ah.
So there are going to be some changes. You know, we think it's going to help competition in the Nationwide Series. And, you know, the competition has really stepped up. I'd like to say that, you know, MAKE Motorsports has made every race this year and done everything that we wanted to accomplish. But anybody who follows us knows that, you know, we've had some struggles this year and we've gone to some races and we haven't made them. That's because the competition in the Nationwide Series is growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, all the teams have the capability of making it in. And, you know, we've had to step our program up, too. So, you know, we know that we have grown from where we started from, and we know that we continue to grow. And, you know, that's why we're glad to have our core people with us. We're glad to have TJ back with us. And, you know, that's what we strive for in 2013 is to continue to grow as a team.
That's good to hear because, you know, the way you made the switch from the truck series to the Nationwide Series, I guess for stability and equipment as well as probably in the guidance to make your first attempt last season to make sure you made it through tech all the time and all that and getting to go to all the races, even though, you know, the competition being the way it is didn't make it in on some of them. And to see you perform and hopefully get ready for next season that you'll be able to come back full force as well. Is any sponsors staying with you that you'd like to, you know, tout while we have you on the line? I mean, because, you know, without them, any kind of racing's tough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And sponsorship is a large part of what we work for during the off season. You know, we've already started talking to our current sponsors and possible future sponsors for 2013. You know, the sooner we get those kind of things ironed out and can start making decisions for 2013, the better any team is. We are in negotiations with several of our current sponsors and, like I say, several potential sponsors for next year. I wish I could let cats out of the bag and say we've got everything hammered down, but, you know, it's a hard time right now. We do have a lot of good negotiations going on, a lot of good talks. We feel real good about 2013, and, you know, I wish I had something to tell you, but I can't go out on the limb yet and say I have anything right now, but we have some good prospects, and our sponsors that have been with us this year, Gulf Coast Loss Prevention, we've had Liberty Tire Recycling throughout the last 3 years. We've had some great sponsors and some great help. We've had individual companies step up this year, and you know that's what our sport needs. Our sport needs these companies, needs the economy to pick back up, like it does in the whole nation. But that's what it takes to make these cars go around the track is money, and we've had some great sponsors, and hope to have, you know, even increased sponsorship for next year, and develop more relationships for not only us but the sport of NASCAR.
Well, I know how, you know, tough it is with the economy being the way it has. Hopefully, times will pick up, and which will benefit everybody, including Make Motorsports, because you know your relationship with Garage Talk Live goes back a few years, and we're always pulling for you, even you know all the time. This is the first time I haven't. You know, missed you at Dover both races due to my circumstances, but, you know, that doesn't mean we're always thinking about you and like to see you do well because of the fact that you're always kind enough to come on. I think we have somebody on the line who might want to join us. Let me check with Tammy. Tammy, we have you have your driver TJ with us there, Tracy.
Oh, well, great.
Hey, TJ, how's it going, buddy?
How you doing, sir? How you doing, boss?
I'm doing fine.
We're doing pretty good here. How you been? I haven't talked to you in a bit. You've been running around the country driving the cars and all that, you know, for Make Motorsports and a few cup rides here and there, which... So what can we look forward to? Tracy says we're going to give a shout out for Homestead, and
I hope so. Whatever they tell me to do, we've been. I want to reiterate what Tracy said. Our team did an unbelievable job this weekend. You know, you can look at the results, you can look at the starting position, you can look at the finishing position, but. None of that matters anything to us. The way we came together, the way we worked, and what we did to get that car into the race was a pretty big deal. So, just really proud of Make Motorsports and very lucky for the opportunity, as always, and just real grateful for the sponsors we had there with Liberty Tire, with Gulf Coast, all the companies that were there and just being a part of it. It was a big weekend. It was cool.
It's a shame you had two motors let go. I know Texas being one of the high-speed tracks, it would have been great to have one of them hold together for you.
Yeah, well, I guess I just need to quit pushing down on the loud pedal so hard, huh?
Oh, man.
Well, if you didn't do that, then you wouldn't be going fast enough.
So I told them in practice if they lowered the floorboard, I'd push the pedal harder, I promise.
Exactly. If you didn't look at the practices and all, Vince, TJ had practiced as high as 29th in the first practice. We had a great car. We were looking forward to it. Couldn't find a lot to change in the car. The car, you know, he can tell you more about it, but it drove good, and practice was going wonderful before the first motor left. So, like you said, between TJ driving his tail off like he did, the team, you know, getting the motor switched out and in and ready to go qualify, you know, our team really did stick together. And a lot of teams would say, oh, they had an awful weekend. And when I rolled out of Texas Motor Speedway, I felt good about what we had accomplished. And to know that we went through the struggles that we did, started 43rd, finished 43rd, but we did it as a team. And TJ's a great part of that. Our crew, like I say, couldn't have worked harder. So, you know, TJ can tell you more about how the car drove, but I'm extremely proud of him.
Well, that was good to see us back out there together and get the car out on the track for Texas. That's just one of those tracks, I guess, that turned a lot of RPMs and turned a lot of speed, and it's not kind to motors, I guess. Maybe a track like the slower milers might have been better off, but I don't know, TJ. What do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously Texas is really, really fast, and you know, our motor builders do a great job of trying to keep these things together. But the problem is you're as good as our car was driving, I was barely out of the gas very long, which means we had very, very high sustained RPMs for a long period of time, you know, because you're not out of the gas very much. So you're really not letting the motor breathe at all or, you know, giving it a break. You're up in the RPM range, you know, a lot of the time around there. It's a very fast racetrack. And like Chase said, our car was working so well. I honestly didn't know what to change on it after first practice.
Wow. What's the RPMs you're usually turning? Somewhere up around 9,000?
Yeah, about 8,600, right in there. You know, but at the lowest, you're maybe at 7,200. So you're barely letting it go down very far at all.
Yeah, them valves get a work out there when they're sitting there running at those high R's, and guess all you drop one, there goes everything else underneath it.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and that ended up being the problem. And you know, I really think that's a part of just having the sustained RPM on these engines. You know, a lot of places we go, we get the RPMs up to that level, but just don't hold them up there quite as long.
Nah, and you figure a mile and a half with the speeds that you guys turn on that track, it's the way it's designed is pretty much laid out to run high speed all the time. I think unless you ran a track like California or Michigan where you don't even have to worry about lifting, it's not the only other types of tracks where you run those kind of RPMs.
Yeah. I mean, in Texas, I think we run a lot of anti-dive, don't you think, Tracy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
A lot of what? That's talk.
It's an inside joke with us, and I have a feeling he just got text to ask me that. But that was something that they did work on the car this week to try to improve it, and I got a lesson in what anti-dive was.
So. Okay. Why would you say I got a text message for that?
I just have an idea.
Well, at least that's not fair that we don't know what you're talking about on our end. So, at least,
well, like I say, it is something that helps the car rotate better and it keeps the nose down to the racetrack. And I got a whole long lecture on it this week. You know that I know a lot about race cars, but I'm still learning too. And so after I got my lesson this week, they've been harassing me a little bit about anti-dive.
A lot of these fast mile and a half, you work a lot on anti-dive, trying to get the front end to stay down to the racetrack. To keep the car rotating through the center, because you have so much lateral force on the car that it's wanting to pick up the left front. So you run some run a lot of anti-dive to try and keep the left front down to keep the thing cutting through the center of the corner.
Gotcha. That makes sense now. But Because otherwise, what? It would cause you to get a little tight and push out toward the wall.
Yeah, I mean, a place like that, you're gonna wear out right front tires, as people watched on the Cup race yesterday. You know, there's so much lateral force on those tires on the race car that you know, everything is gonna go to the right, obviously. So you try to work the left side tires as much as possible, but you know, you're working that right side tire the most, and that's gonna be the first tire that gives out, and that's what you saw. And we saw a very unusual wear of the right front tire. It was almost like it looked grooved because it was pushing it across the racetrack so much.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because usually you'll see one side, and it'll just show cork. This actually looked like it was putting tread in the tire. I never saw anything like that.
Yeah, that's from, you know, that's a lot from that tire pushing across the racetrack. And just, you know, a lot of us drivers will say, we're just dragging the tire across the track, and that's actually what it feels like. And it looks like that's what those right front tires were doing quite a bit of.
Now, was your tire wear throughout the weekend, did it seem that you were doing the same thing, or you had it pretty evened out?
No, we had really good tire wear. Actually, we weren't hurting the right front one bit. You know, I believe we had the car rotating really well through the center. And we weren't using a bunch of that right front tire, but it's hard to say. You know, you definitely don't get those long green flag runs in practice like you do in the race, so it's hard to tell. But we had our car really well balanced, I believe.
Well, that's good to hear. It's just a shame you lost the motor. I mean, that had to be a little disheartening because you made the race, you got out there, and then next thing you know, poof.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, it wasn't that disheartening, you know, just because of the way we worked. And it's been a while since we've really all been on the same page and working really hard towards one goal. And I think we have the right group of people right now that are working towards one goal, and that's making this race team better. I know Mark and Tracy have been busting their butts and doing whatever they can to make this race team better. It's just getting the right people in the right places and the right attitude and mentality to do it. And it was great to see we had that this weekend.
Well, that's good to hear. And I guess we could look forward to everything coming together if you make it down the homestead, if not next year. You know, we always pull for you guys, so... I was telling Tracy that earlier, you know, we have a Garage Talk Live and they quoted us as we go back a few years now, so it's not like we're staying here.
We really appreciate your support, Vince and Tammy and Cindy. Everybody's great to us, and, you know, you're always welcome to visit us at the track, and we take great pleasure in that. So, anytime we're somewhere where y'all can be around, we hope you'll stop by and say hello, and we appreciate the support and well wishes from y'all.
Did you guys get your cookie hooked over the second time? Tammy had you loaded up the first time.
Yeah, she made sure she brought cookies to the track this time, too.
Well, that's good. So thank you, Tracy and TJ, for joining us here on Garage Talk Live. Stay in touch in the off season, Tracy, and you know, you have my number. You can always text me, and if you want it, I guess we can give it to you. Same here, and have a good luck the rest of this year, and we'll see you for next February.
All right,
bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All righty, take care now.
Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Hey, have a Make Motorsports, co-owner Tracy Lowe and driver TJ Bell joining us here on Garage Talk Live. Hey, Tam.
Hey. I, that was a neat surprise. He was in the chat room. I was like, just call in.
Oh, okay. Now, if you wanted to go, we had a full show today. Well, let's reminisce. Yeah, I saw them back together. It's like, oh, good. The they settled differences, I guess. And, you know, it's just good to have them back on together and seeing them out there.
It is. It's a perfect combination. I like seeing them back in the car. And, you know, and like he was saying, they overcame a lot of stuff this weekend. Just because your results don't show you had a good finish doesn't mean you didn't have a good weekend, because everybody came together and worked hard to get, you know, get them on the track in the first place. And I'll be the first one to tell you, when I get out there, just to make it to any event and just make it on the track, that's, you know, a goal accomplished on my list any day.
Right. And, you know, so it's good to be back on the air after a couple of weeks of so did you go on when I was up north, or?
No, we didn't. What did we do? I'm trying to think. I muddled through the one Thursday. Danny called in and helped me out with that because I had no voice whatsoever. But we managed.
Right.
I managed. Danny was a big help that night in making sure I could at least get through the show, because we knew the voice wasn't even going to last. And I think we made it almost to 2 hours.
Wow.
So it's all because of Danny. So we have to give him credit.
I don't want his head to get too big.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit since we've been on. I mean, last week it shut everything down up here with us not having power in this area. You know, we still have a lot of people up here without power in our area, and we're getting prepped and ready to go again for round two with this nor'easter coming in. But
I figured with you out of commission there, me down here not knowing what was going to happen, I know I figured it would just be best, because you had the debut of Garage Talk Low Down and Dirty last week, which is actually coming up tomorrow.
Yep, we're going to have that starting tomorrow.
And so we'll be looking for great things on that. And, of course, Girls Getting the Facts. I'm a friend with a blogger that maybe we can talk her into co-hosting with you. If
she's still out of internet.
She has a blog called Up to Speed with Amanda.
Oh, yeah,
recently.
Amanda. Yeah, we should have her call on Thursday.
So,
if Cindy doesn't have internet back yet, maybe we'll get her on this week.
Maybe get her on permanently.
Yeah, we'll work something out with her. Tomorrow night we're going to start with Low Down and Dirty. It's going to be hosted by Brian Whippy Whitman and Joey Adams. Scott's going to be out for a little bit, but we're going to make sure everything's rolling for him. Their first guest is going to be Brett Deo tomorrow night. So that's going to be starting at 8 o'clock. So make sure you tune in and listen, because I tell you what, they're awesome. They're covering anything and everything dirt tracking in our area. So like they say, asphalt's to get there and dirt's for the racing.
Ah, okay. So that's let me go to the Garage Talk Live page. We'll have to make picks for Phoenix this coming week. That's what we're planning. You're going to stick with Brad? That's who should plan it, the logo in the profile picture.
No, I didn't. It was an oops, but we've left it there just to have something different.
We can put that in the cover slot. I don't care.
We're going to work on something for that, too, to kind of incorporate all the shows. So.
Oh, okay.
We're going to try and, you know, incorporate a little bit of everything.
Yeah, because I have to get a new microphone thingy with that old WNJC thing. You know, it's not it anymore.
I could fix that. I'll have to work on that. I can fix that.
A little Photoshop the Garage Talk Live logo into that.
Just a little Photoshop, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. We talked about the Cup race and the nationwide race. It was Kevin Harvick taking a checkered flag over Ryan Blaney, Dave Blaney's son, driving the 22 Dodge. That was Brad Keselowski's nationwide ride, coming home second. Pole sitter Kyle Busch, still winless in his own car, and he's got two more races to get one in to keep that streak going of, or to extend his streak to either 8 or 9 seasons in a row with a win. I think he's at 8, tied with Mark Martin, or he's going to be tied with Mark Martin. And so he has two more races to get that one done. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. came home 4th, Denny Hamlin 5th, Austin Dillon 6th. A little bit of thing with Austin Dillon and Denny Hamlin at the end of a race, because apparently Austin got into Denny, so Denny rode him into the wall, and then they came back and had a few words. So in the Nationwide Series championship race, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. wound up pulling even in points with Elliott Sadler, who finished 11th. And Sadler, who was in the lead coming into this weekend, lost some spots. But on tiebreakers right now, Stenhouse has it in wins with 6-4 for Sadler. So, you know, we're coming down to two more races where that championship is kind of tight.
I like it, though. Like I said, I'm the big fan of coming down to the wire and, you know, not knowing who's going to win until the last race. I don't like it when you know. You know, it kind of takes the fun out of it. Like at Grandview this year, we knew who the champion was going to be. And it just, it takes the fun out of it a little bit. I like that battling down to the very last lap till the checker flag comes out, and then everybody going, well, did they get it or didn't they get it? You know, that's my favorite part of the sport.
Yeah. You know, everything likes to come down the wire. As a matter of fact, the Truck Series in action on Friday night. It's been a busy week for NASCAR, getting ready for the wrapping up the season. And I think Truck Series, I know they definitely have, I think they got two more races coming up. They're, because, you know, all three series finish up in Homestead in a couple weeks. Then it'll be Thanksgiving. Then we're doing our Christmas shopping. Johnny Soto.
Already.
Yeah. Hey.
I do Christmas.
The older you get, the faster the time goes.
I have to do Christmas and anniversary shopping, so it's okay. It's good.
Yeah,
Christmas
you
kind of
screwed yourself on that one.
No, it's the perfect escape getaway. Well, not except this year we're doing the Santa run, but it's okay.
Well, Johnny Sauter took home the checkered flag in the WinStar World Casino 350. And Parker Kligerman, who ever since he went from the 29 truck to the 7 has been having a good run, coming home second. Nelson Piquet Jr. was third, fourth. Kyle Busch just running everything this weekend. Ty Dillon fifth, Matt Crafton sixth, Joey Coulter seventh, Todd Bodine eighth, Eric Amarola ninth, Timothy Peters rounds out the top 10 in points. It's James Buescher leading the championship with a 15-point lead over Ty Dillon. So I think Dillon had the lead for a little bit, but Buescher managing to get ahead of him a little bit and grow the lead. But Buescher has 4 wins and Ty Dillon's 1. So it's coming down to 2 races there where it's actually another close one. I think it's probably the biggest point gap of any of the three series. Let's see. From Jennifer Jo Cobb, I know Danny, who joins us on the show from time to time, Danny Frost, that's one of people he handles as far as, I guess what, Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. Tam? You there? Oh, well, I guess.
Oh, there we go. I hit the button. Sorry.
You hit the button? What button?
There's another button on my headset. I didn't realize I bumped it.
I guess it was the microphone button.
He just is good friends with him and helps him out. You know, doesn't run any of the pages or anything like that, but he helps, you know, let everybody know when you can go vote for and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So, she had a 27th place finish. Figured give a shout out to her. 27th, so good run for her. Starting 36th. I guess we call it a shotgun on the field, then gaining 10 spots. I know you guys have had her on the girls getting the fact show, but she was me in an interview. I'm going to have to get her on maybe in the off season when she's not as
not as busy.
But I don't know, you know, winding down the year seems like with the new Blog Talk Radio format we're using. What do you think, Tab? I think it's worked out pretty good. We had a few bugs.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have bugs no matter what you do, but I'm very happy with the format, and I like it, and it's easy, and we can do it from anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. As long as you have a phone or an internet signal, you can do it. So I like that idea. I like being able to get out in the field and do more road shows. That's, you know, something I enjoy doing. So, yeah, I like it. I'm not going to complain.
That's good. I'm getting the hang of it. I need to maybe get a second computer. Maybe I can get one of these days, I can get maybe the wife to run the board. But then we'd have to be in different rooms. This way, I'd have to hear her answer the phone.
No, you just give her a headset. You're all good.
Now, what would she have to do? Put her mic on hold to do that? Or?
Oh, I'll teach her when she's ready.
Well, you might have to teach me before you teach her.
And now that I know how to use Skype, I can use Skype to teach you.
Well, if you come in on Skype, there's the host call-in number. Can I call in on that as well, or you can only have one host?
Only one, so that's why.
I see you something like on co-host as far as the
chat.
That's
with your chat, yeah, you go into chat as a co-host.
So only one of us can use the main lines. I gotcha. Well, we're heading out to the low, flat, odd-shaped one-mile racetrack known as Phoenix International Raceway for race number 35. And I guess we'll have to make some picks.
I already made mine.
You going with Keselowski?
I am. I'm not changing. I have faith in him, and I'm going to keep that faith in him.
You're riding him all the way out, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mean that. I meant. We'll do a different kind of show after the season. Though. We'll have some fun.
Oi, now we're in trouble. You want to see how bright red you can make me turn?
Well, being you're Skyping in and I'm not, I'd have to Skype you and you would have to Skype in or something like that. But anyway, okay, so you go with Keselowski. I guess I'm going to post this on the Garage Talk Live Facebook page. I don't know who I want this week. You know what?
Who are you picking? I want to be sure.
I'm going to hopefully I jinx him. I'm going to pick Jimmy Johnson.
I'm normally the jinx, so I don't know. Maybe
so you're going with, I'll go with the points leader. You go with the guy who's fighting him for it.
And Danny, who are you picking? I don't see you typing yet. Danny, hey, hello, who are you picking?
Was he on the chat room or the Facebook page?
He's on chat. Oh, there he's typing. I got his attention. Oh, that's right, he picked Kyle. I'm sorry, it's up farther. He wants Kyle. Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, he's a Kyle fan.
Kyle, hey, Danny, can you get Kyle to take out Jimmy?
That would be nice. Even though I picked him, though. I thought Keselowski was going to take you. I thought they were going to take each other out yesterday.
He's laughing at me. You don't think that'll work, Danny? Oh, well, he says he almost did. Okay. Well, tell him to not almost. Almost only counts in horseshoes. This is auto racing. We need the, you know, will do.
Yeah. Almost don't count.
Almost.
Well, where's he typing it?
He's in the chat room.
Oh, well. It's got to go on the Garage Talk Live page, Facebook page.
Oh, no. He's chatting in the chat room, though. That's how he's hearing us, and then he's chatting in there and telling me the answers.
I got you now. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up for tonight, and I guess we'll see who comes out on top next Monday night.
That's right.
Now that we're back on the air, tune in to the debut of
Low Down and Dirty.
And Thursday night, the girls getting the facts.
And there's another one, too. If you roll those two names together, it's not a good thing either, but it's okay.
What's your names? Low Down and Dirty Girls getting...
Yeah, Low Down and Dirty Girls getting the facts.
Well, maybe getting more than that.
But, yep, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and then back here... Well, we might. Well, I'm not sure. We're trying to get together a road show for possibly Saturday, but we're still up in the air on that. But we'll get all the info, and if we confirm that, watch our Facebook page, because we might have some people going out on the road this weekend.
All right, and for which show? Theater show?
For Lowdown and Dirty,
yeah.
Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Bridgeport has their, hopefully will have their final race this weekend. So we're waiting to see what's going on with that.
That's right, my old neck of the woods.
Yes, and that's a track I haven't been to in years, but I used to love going down there. So I might
actually
even
go down there for the dude. Yeah, I went down there. They had the modifies and then the street stocks, and then went down there for the URC sprints a couple of times. And you know what I fell in love with when I used to go down there? Enduros.
See, now I'm the modified. When I go to that track, I love to see the modifieds.
Modifieds are all right, but to see one of those cars doing 100 laps and just breaking down and staying out on the track, and everybody have to avoid them. That was interesting.
See, if it wasn't for Bob Lyman, I wouldn't even have known about that track. It was him and his family that introduced me to it, and just want to go back there and check everything out again, see some racing.
It's a lot different.
It is. It's a bigger track than what I'm used to. That one's a 5/8 mile track.
Yeah, it's a 5/8 mile.
And it's pretty flat.
Last time they redid the press area, you can probably get credentials to go in there.
We're waiting to hear back from them. Apparently, the photographers have to wear white pants, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, at one point, one of my co-hosts was the PR director there.
Which one?
One of the girls' garage people.
Because there's a girl doing it now.
No, it's not. I don't think it's the same one.
Okay.
She left years ago.
Yeah, that's why we're waiting to hear back, and hopefully we'll get some confirmation. And I'd love to go back there.
There's a girl doing it now. Give me a name and text it to me, see if it's somebody that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I can do that.
All righty. Well, we'll see you all next week. I'm Vince Bonfigli, Tammy Alden. Say bye, Tam.
See ya.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the debut of Lowdown and Dirty.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.